The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm not intentionally skipping over this passage, but I'd like to speak in this homily about something else. The passage, although it might seem quite confusing at first glance, it's really not. Jesus is defeating the devil, okay? So there's not too much news there for us, although it is good. We, in this season, and we heard it in the collect for today's Mass, in that opening prayer for today's Mass, that we're preparing for the Paschal festivities. We are preparing for the Passover of the Lord. We're preparing for Jesus' death and resurrection. And I think, well, how do we make that connection for ourselves, especially in, say, our Lenten disciplines that we've taken on? And what does it mean to even celebrate the resurrection of Jesus? Okay, those are really good questions for us in Lent. I'm not sure that I'm going to answer many of them or any of them, but I think there's something that's worth pondering there for ourselves. How is it that we are preparing ourselves to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus? Because that's what we're doing in this Lenten season. So I would propose that what we see in the resurrection of Jesus is the beginning of God's new world, the way he always intended it to be. What God does in the resurrection of Jesus is that he reclaims humanity according to our original vocation so that we can become, again, who we were always intended to be in his great plan. So Jesus is that first part of new creation. Jesus is the dawning of the new world that we will come, we pray, one day to inhabit. So then how is it that this period of Lent, of preparation, leads to that, the worthy celebration of the Paschal mystery? And I would say it ties in a little bit to our gospel passage today, because we realize in the great spiritual writers throughout the history of the church have talked about the enemy of human nature. What is the enemy of human nature but the world, the flesh, and the devil? The world, the flesh, and the devil are preventing us from being everything that we were intended to be. And so this season of Lent is intended as a graced time that God gives us to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. How do we do that? We overcome the devil by prayer, because it's in worshiping God and not anything or anyone else, and especially not the devil, the diabolos, the scatterer, as we see here in the passage, the accuser, right? So we give up accusation, we give up scattering, and we begin to gather as we worship God. We defeat the devil himself by prayer. How is the flesh defeated? But in fasting, where, as, and we hear it in the prayers of this holy season, that we subdue unruly desires. So fasting is not simply about food, but subduing unruly desires. And we know that in order to subdue unruly desires, we also have to forego some legitimate desires. It's what fasting is. We cut a little deeper than, say, like the perfect resting place. So we have to go a little further in our fasting in order to defeat the unruly desires of the flesh. Okay, what have I left out? Almsgiving, right? So how is it then that almsgiving helps us defeat the world? World, flesh, devil. World, because we're just too caught up in the stuff around us. And it's not, say, overindulging again, but not with desires, but overindulging in terms of seeking out whatever it is the world thinks is important, right? And it could be, though, it could be things like new clothes and what we wear and all that kind of thing, but it could be acclaim, it can be, and it's certainly pride, but it's all this kind of how to look good in the eyes of others. We give that up and we become lowly in people's sight, and we give away the spoils of such behavior. So it's in our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that we lay waste the enemy of human nature, and so worthily participate in the Paschal mystery. Now, it's all simply a preparation. It's a preparation for that world that is to come. It's a preparation for the world that Jesus presently inhabits. It's a preparation to be able to live fully and freely in that age, but not simply for that age, but also now. It's simply the way that we open ourselves most fully to God and allow God to work in us and through us for the transformation of his entire world into the new creation that he plans for all of mankind and creation at large.